Hello, friends, and welcome back to I Control My Money. This is your friend and your host, Rodney Balance, and I'm so happy to be joined today by one of my favorite co-hosts, Glenn Mosseller. Glenn is a certified financial leadership advisor and the man who brought our program to Greensboro, North Carolina. Glenn, welcome to the show.
Hey, Rod, how are you?
Man, now that you're here, it can't get any better. So we were talking before the show, and you were telling me about the different things that is going on in your practice, and that you were able to save people money. You're kind of excited about a particular case that you were sharing with me. Would you like to just share that with the listeners real quick about how you were able to save some people money?
So yeah, Rod, it's a Social Security planning case, and the couple had already started taking some of their Social Security benefits, but we were taking a look and seeing if there was any way that they might be able to enhance what their benefits were. And to give you a little bit of background, Mr. had taken his Social Security at age 62, and he's currently 68. And Mrs. had not yet taken her Social Security. She was planning on getting delayed retirement credits, and she was 67 at the time that we met. As we were looking at the case and doing some analysis, I was talking to him about the fact that there's such thing as called a spousal benefit, and they were unaware of that. And it turns out that Mrs. was eligible to receive a spousal benefit based on Mr.'s work history, and it would not affect her benefits whatsoever. And she was planning to take the delayed credits until her age 70 and not take any benefits whatsoever until that point. But in as much as she could go back and get her spousal benefit, we were able to go back 6 months in time and then go forward until she's age 70. So in essence, we were able to get about 2.5 years of her spousal benefit, which comes to about $1,100 a month until she's age 70. And at that point, then she could switch over to her own benefit. And that spousal benefit does not affect her benefit at all, and it doesn't affect her husband's benefit at all. It's just an extra benefit.
Wow. Well, so if I understand correctly, then they were missing out on $1,100 per month that they were entitled to just because they didn't understand what they were entitled to.
That's exactly right.
Man. Well, that's so important to visit with you, Glenn, to talk about this. I'll guarantee you there are people listening right here today that really don't understand what their full benefits are. I guarantee you there may be people just like this couple who are missing out on $1,000 a month or maybe even more just because they didn't know they could.
Oh, well, those kind of situations do happen, Rod. It's a complicated subject. You know, there's so many different ways that that married couples can take their benefits, whether they claim early or they claim late. They can take a spousal benefit. There's literally hundreds of ways to claim benefits.
Wow. Now, so when she turns 70, she starts taking her own Social Security. Was that going to give her a pay raise or a pay reduction?
No. That's going to give her additional benefits. What she's doing is that she's waiting to take her own benefit until age 70. And what happens is if she delays beyond her full retirement age, for each year that she waits, she gets an additional 8% increase on her benefit until age 70. So at age 70, she's literally going to be able to receive 132% of what she would have received had she taken it at age 66.
Wow. So I guess they left your office pretty happy, didn't they?
Oh, they were extraordinarily happy. Yes, sir.
And it didn't take long to do that, I assume, right?
No. We sat down. We did the analysis, and then we met back again and went over their case. And they were shocked. They had never heard about the spousal benefit. They knew about parts of it. They knew about the delayed retirement credits of being able to wait till age 70, but they had not heard about the spousal benefit at all.
Wow. So is this a regular occurrence in your practice? Do people come in and situations like this, or is this kind of the exception, not the rule?
Well, we normally do Social Security analysis, and you know, this is an extraordinary case, and not every case has this big of an outcome, but there's almost always situations where in every case we can always analyze it, and there's many cases as we come across that there's different ways of taking it. And in essence, what I really try to do is I try to meet with folks before they've taken their benefits. At the very least, try to meet with them before, at least, you know, they may have had one of the people in the couple have taken their benefits, but the other maybe has not yet taken their benefit. And so we want to be strategic in how we do that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly. That was where I was going next. Isn't it better for people to do an assessment before they start taking Social Security, so they can have a plan and make sure they're maximizing their benefit instead of just winging it, or hey, my friend did this, so I guess I'll do that?
Absolutely. You know, in fact, if you already start taking your benefits, sometimes you're locked in, or there's other times if you're not completely locked in, you might be able to make a change. But in making a change, it may cause you to take less benefit in the long run, which is obviously not something that you would be trying to do. You're trying to take all the benefits that you earned throughout your whole lifetime.
Right, right. Now, Glenn, if somebody wants to ask you a question about this, maybe they're just not sure about their Social Security, or maybe they're about to retire and want to make sure they do it right, can they give you a call?
They absolutely can, no doubt.
What is your number? How can we reach you?
Well, my office number is 336-291-3535.
Okay, 336-291-3535. Folks, if you're about to retire, have you recently retired, or maybe you're in the middle of retirement and could use a few extra dollars, go see Glenn Mosseller. Call him. He's the co-host of this program. He understands how to put more money in your pocket, because that's what this program's all about. I control my money. If you don't control it, somebody else will. So talk to Glenn. Give him a call. His number is 336-291-3535. He will help you with a free review, and I'm guessing it's free, right, Glenn?
Absolutely.
A free review of your assets, your Social Security, and make sure that you're going to be able to have the type of retirement that you deserve, that you've hoped for, and you've worked hard to be able to take advantage of. Hey, Glenn, thanks so much for being here with us today. And folks, again, remember, call Glenn Mosseller, 336-291-3535 for more. So, Glenn, thanks for being here, and I look forward to you coming back again next week, pal.
Sounds great. Thanks, Rod.
Hey, any last words, tidbits, or words of wisdom you want to leave the folks with today?
Well, you know, it's always important to plan ahead. You don't want to just end up with the retirement that you end up with. You want to design your retirement and plan ahead and make sure that you have what you want.
All right. And I guess the financial leadership method, or preventive finance, is the best way to do that, right?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, Glenn, thanks again. Remember, folks, give Glenn a call. His number is 336-291-3535. And we'll talk to Glenn again next week. But we're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about how to put money in your pocket, take a couple emails, and just see where we've helped others put money in their pocket that maybe you can learn from. So stick around. We'll be right back with more I Control My Money right after these brief messages.